Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time.
If it's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now.
See you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Said that I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hey everyone, this is Willie. I mean, this is Carly, sorry. Hey, what happened?
Hello,
what happened to you on the brain?
Hola, amigos. It's Willie here, Party Will. And welcome to Daytime After Dark with Willie, Carly, Corey, and Hannah. Hannah's on vacation right now. We should be expecting Corey anytime soon.
It is Friday,
September 12th, 2014.
Yeah, the year's going fast, people. Actually, our little Corey is on the phone. I will bring him on.
Oh, great.
Hello, Cole.
Hey, Corey.
Koi? Oh, maybe it's not Koi. Maybe I was wrong. Huh.
All right, everybody. We're in for a special treat tonight. We're doing a contest, and we're excited. You're on in just a couple minutes. We're going to kick off our first DVD giveaway trivia. What you do is you answer four daytime trivia questions. If you get them all right, then you could win a chance to win Neighbors on DVD. So start calling in just a little bit. Now,
yeah,
the hot topic
and Corey,
of the evening.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Corey.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know what was wrong, but now you can hear me.
Yay.
Yeah, it does that sometimes. You get disconnected.
Yep.
I've been like that twice.
Oh, and we have another call, you guys. 770, you're on the air.
This is...
Seven.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Hello, how's it going?
I am Grady Ellis, by the way.
Hi, Grady.
Oh, hello, Grady. How's it going?
Going okay. Just thought I'd call in to talk daytime for a few minutes.
Awesome, great. You're
awesome.
Just on cue. I was just about to bring that up as one of the hot topics right now is, I don't know about y'all, but I've already been watching a little bit of the days for this week, and I especially watched today's. I got to watch, you know, a good portion of it. And when I saw the ending, I enjoyed all of it today, don't get me wrong, but the only gripe I got was the new Shad that's already started for today. It's got to go. It didn't work.
Exactly.
It didn't, because you know how in daytime, and it's been known to be like this. It's like first impressions is everything. Well, the acting to me could be a little bit better, of course, but I don't know. I just, maybe it's going to take me a little while because of the character, you know, and everything and the actor, but I really do miss the original that played Shad Demira. And the way he
really
presented himself.
Replaced a lot of characters over the last few years. And it's hard to replace, you know, good actors. Some characters can be replaced, some can't.
Exactly.
I'm glad about as a writer, you know, is Will writes and Corey, you know, and I'm myself, you know, we all written soaps. It's a good thing about writing stuff is we don't have to recast.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah. Oh,
and
you guys, we have another call.
Another
call, and I think I know who it is. Hey, Marjorie.
Hi, Carly. Hi, everybody.
I
how
love
you doing?
Light.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you?
Hanging in there. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good. I've already stirred up the pot. I've been talking about this all this afternoon since I've watched Days of Our Lives, because General Hospital is number one, but right now it's a tie between General Hospital and Days. It's just really intense right now. It's like a roller coaster ride. Don't get me wrong, I still love Y&R, because we'll get back to that one in a little bit. But Days and GH are competing against each other right now in the perfect competition. It's just the ratings are going to be intense right now. The only gripe I had, like I mentioned before, and you can tell me, Marjorie, how you feel. And Corey as well, if you've seen it, and caller you too, if you've seen it. But I thought today's scenes between Chad and EJ that just first ended the show felt flat.
Yep, I wasn't impressed.
Yes, flat.
It's like he wasn't even acting. It's like he was just like, oh, you know, like he's there. Oh, Chad, hi. Oh, please, give me a break. That was, you know, if they were going to do that, they should have just waited till Monday to bring him in, because that was just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
He's your brother. Yeah. You were worried about him, and then this is it.
And you got decked. You got decked by him. I'm sorry, but
hurt.
It just felt really. For Days, I expect better.
I just finished watching it. And frankly, I didn't buy it.
That's so
true. So I know they're gonna have to redo it Monday because you know it's a soap. They'll probably redo it, and hopefully, it's a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stop griping about these people. I want him gone, and I want the original Chad, because if this is what we're expecting from Chad, then I'm sorry, but it's not going to work for me.
No,
he's
but
never
I
phoned
it in.
The mayor to me, but that's just my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you say, caller?
I said that Chad's never sold for me, personally, as a
viewer. Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know you mm-hmm. expected the mirror to have that mystique to him, like
mm-hmm.
DJ, Kristen,
mm-hmm.
Stefano,
Lexi.
The list goes on. Andre, wasn't it Andre?
Yep.
Lexi.
You know, Chad's always kind of, even the original Chad sort of fell flat, but he could pull it off if put in
mm-hmm.
the right situation.
Yes, and then the other thing I'm going to chime in is, and Carly knows about this, I think Corey picked up on it, and Marjorie's just about to hear this, I want Will back. I want a Will back. This is not getting
yep.
it for me. I don't want it anymore. I love Wilson, but this is not going to be, this is just, it doesn't work for me no more. The way the scenes are going
mm-hmm.
with this Will and Sonny, again,
mm-hmm.
it's flat. And it's time we need to speak up as fans, because if we don't, the show goes bad in ratings, the storylines
yep.
drag, and they don't do nothing about it, and we're like, why didn't we do something right when we have a chance? This is our
mm-hmm.
chance, people. If you want to, start calling in, tell us how you feel. Again, you know my blog is partywillsblog.tumblr.com. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to start writing petitions all this week, and we're going to change
okay.
daytime. Seriously, we are. We're going to start by aiming to save Michael, Christian LeBlanc, which we know that for right now he's safe, but it's daytime, we never know. So for
mm-hmm.
now, just keep on voting, because the votes
mm-hmm.
continue to keep rising. The other part is that if you want Chad DeMira back the way I do, I'll be posting
yep.
that petition also this week. You can sign a petition, and we'll bring him, you know, we're going to bring him back. We're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just have.
And what was the other one
add.
That I said? Oh,
I,
and Will, if you want him back, it's time we start signing petitions and start changing
mm-hmm.
daytime. Because I've said this before, people, it's not the actor's fault. You have to understand
no.
that they don't have the voice. It's the fans. I
and
mean,
they
look
can.
What happened
if
to,
they can say a damn
what happened
thing.
To Kane.
No.
Look what happened to Kane and Elizabeth from GH and Y&R. They took the
yep.
fans to save them before they were returned. And look,
mm-hmm.
they're back on set. And
that's
they're really not getting nothing. I mean, that's the sad part. Kane's barely got a storyline. And so does Elizabeth.
They are casting entirely too many
we
people.
We need to speak up for these
restless.
Actors. Because, I mean, it's up to our... It's. I feel it's our responsibility as fans that if we don't,
mm-hmm.
then we don't have nothing... I mean, we have no reason to gripe then.
Well, I just have something to add to that. It is our responsibility as fans to inform and do what we can to make our shows better and what we want. But I would like to heed a warning, because my fellow fans of One Life to Live and all my children, we won that battle to bring them back in a certain form.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were back, the same people who fought for them to be back complained because they weren't good enough.
Yes, it was horrible. I was
there
when they were back.
Prospect Park did what the best they could with what they had.
Mm-hmm.
We as fans
exactly.
empowered them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The shows would
guys,
still
damn.
Be going.
Okay.
The shows
hold
would
on,
still
on,
be going
on. Don't take the call yet.
The shows would still be going on if not for the lawsuit with ABC. So I'm
mm-hmm.
just saying.
Yep.
We
no,
can,
yeah,
we
you
can,
got a good
we
point,
can
Corey.
Use, we can use our power, but once we get what we want. You have to
stick
give it a
it.
Chance to work, because
no, that's
otherwise
mm-hmm.
you suffocate it
mm-hmm.
and kill it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, cool. You got to make it. You made a really good solid point. What I'm going to chime in on that though is, and this is just me how I feel, and a lot of fans felt this way. When I was such excited about All My Children and One Life to Live, but seriously, if they have to have that many cussing on our soaps, that's just stupid.
Yep.
Because
yeah, here and there, but not
to me,
too much.
That cheapened it, and it really
mm-hmm.
made it tasteless. And, Corey, you know how you and me write our stories, and writer, you too. Caller, you too. we don't put
maybe
that much
it's Grady.
Cursing. Oh, Grady, sorry. I'm trying to get all the callers and everybody mixed in. But that's here and there. My thing. It's just, it's all that right there that's so important. You know, this, I mean, do you know what I'm talking about, Corey? Do you agree with that?
I agree with you if they were still considered daytime. But once they were put on the internet and Hulu, they weren't daytime anymore. You could watch them anytime.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
get away with,
right.
with the cussing and the edgier,
mm-hmm. the edgier was
love,
good.
The edginess was there. It what
right.
happened was a classic daytime viewer really doesn't want to see that. We want to see our love in the afternoon, not a nighttime drama, plain and simple. But my whole point was we fought to get them back, and then we complained and we suffocated
mm-hmm.
them at the in an end game, which now they'll never come back because who's going to want to resurrect them after the, fans,
mm-hmm.
after the fans basically killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
you can't really blame the fans. They did not have their ducks in a row, too. I mean, people cannot just sit there and blame the fans on this whole thing. They didn't really have their ducks in a row when they came back. You know, they
well,
were really...
Yeah, I have to disagree with you there, Carly.
More time.
The fans and ABC killed the resurrections. ABC
I agree.
ABC killed the,
yeah.
the resurrections by killing off characters from One Life to Live, which they were not supposed to do. That's what the whole lawsuit is about.
Mm-hmm.
Is they killed off One Life to Live characters, which they weren't supposed to do because Prospect Park at that point owned them and lent them to ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I feel that should have never happened, and they know
Cole
better. They should have never done that.
No.
To kill off Stars and Cole.
Baby.
Stars
yeah.
Baby and then Cole. That was
and
really
Cole?
Stupid, I feel.
Kill off Marty.
But we have an
end. Cole.
We have an
okay, go ahead,
call.
Okay, yeah.
503, you are male.
Hello. How is everyone?
Good. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. Good, good, good. I'm just
oh,
listening.
Good. Well, I brought you on because I have the power of bringing people on, whether or not they like it or not.
And I am gonna, I'm gonna tell y'all that I've just days before I get onto GH and YNR, and again, Broad and Beautiful. But I really enjoyed today's days because to me, the line of the day was when Nicole was talking to Marlena,
mm-hmm.
and she's
yeah.
like, "The
mm-hmm.
devil should be ashamed of himself for creating Christian. He should
mm-hmm.
be put down."
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's like, oh my God, somebody really knows the characters. That's perfect. Like that's perfect writing there. That was good.
Oh,
I love
it. Wait, did you watch
you
that
have
scene?
To know in order to
I love Nicole.
The castle soap.
I really loved that scene.
Mhm.
It was on point, and like you said earlier, Willie. It's hard to pick a winner this week between Days and GH. They were just both phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty was. Yeah.
But I want to say, I know I probably will get in trouble for this, but I don't care. I'm getting sick of Eileen Davidson by this point. I'm sorry. I want her to go somewhere. I don't care where. I feel like they're the overload. They're this overload of Eileen Davidson, and it needs to go. Oh, I'm going to get a big headache because of her.
Well, guess what, Carly? You're going to get a whole lot more of her because she's going to be on a reality show soon. She's a new,
I don't watch that show.
She's a new cast member on a Real Housewife show.
Yeah, but
I haven't watched it.
So
she'll
be on three shows.
Not New York.
Kristen.
Kristen.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. I like
really?
New York feeling when I work.
That's freaking funny.
And Ashley Abbott.
No, I loved her part today when she figured it out that it was Teresa. And, like, she is smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that was fun. I don't like Kristen. I hate Kristen. But, Kristen.
I love Teresa.
But I've enjoyed today's episode again. It's just so tremendous because I'm just through I swear, I was just laughing my ass off. Just the fact that it was so funny when she got into it with Teresa, and Teresa held her own against her. You got to give her props for that.
Yeah, she did.
She pissed off Kristen. She's like, oh, Kristen, I slipped a Brady, and it felt so good between the sheets and all this, and Kristen lost it. And then she went to Danny, and she's like, that lying, that lying slut and liar. And then it was so funny, the cherry on top, when Daniel shut her up and said, how do you know it's a lie? And she's like, what? It's true? It's like, there you go, Kristen. That's what you get.
Yeah, that was awesome. I actually really like her hair right now. She looks cute.
Yeah.
So speaking of people sleeping together.
I've got to admit, the overload of Kristen, Eileen Davidson, is what Carly was mentioning, can be a little overdone sometimes. But
yeah.
I'm willing to tolerate her. For one big reason. She's coming on as Susan again on Days.
What?
And I'm Susan only because she's goofy and silly and funny. I mean, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't care. But I love her little quirks of Susan, you know, kind of dummy, silly. She's not on for good, but she'll be on temporarily, so that'll be kind of a little bit interesting there. Okay.
Oh,
so,
that's going to be weird.
Yeah. But let's switch over to Y&R, everybody. I enjoy...
Wait, Willie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I just have a question for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it on good authority through my sources, and it is a rumor going around on the net that the next big day storyline is going to be a sort of Mrs. Robinson storyline where JJ and Eve sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what everybody...
Eve
and JJ.
Yeah, there they
are.
I'm wondering
what everybody thinks of that.
I heard about that.
Oh, my God, that makes me sick.
That'll be hot.
I think it's great.
I did too. It'll be hot.
I think, don't hang me, babe, but I love that idea. If I were writing it, I'd do it like that. I mean, you know me, I write my days fiction, and on mine, Eve, on mine, well, I got to admit, they did a great job there, because on my writing, I'm putting Eve with Tad from Days of Our Lives, and that's going to be steamy.
Oh.
So, I mean, you want it to fill water.
Wow.
You want to shake things up. I mean, that's what writers do. So whoever thought that idea, I definitely want to shake their hand and pat them on the back, because Eve and JJ, I knew this when I first saw... That was so good, yeah. They're going to definitely make it hot and steamy and just so, you know, intense.
Right.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be bad.
You hump your woman's mom. That is just so bad.
Don't forget Melissa Archer, which was Natalie from One Life to Live.
For that idea.
She's joining Days in December. I'm hearing December 25th, the latest. I think that's going to be interesting, too.
Wow.
She's going to be great.
I like Melissa Archer. She's really good.
She's very good.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the picture, I will put it on the blog for y'all. But the actress that plays Eve, I'm having trouble with names for some reason today, so I'm mentioning actors. Thank you, Cassie DeBiva. She took a really cute picture with Melissa Archer on Twitter, and I'll post it on the blog so you all can see it. But it's so adorable. I'm like, oh my God, I want to move to Salem. That is just so cute. They're making, they're putting things up. You know, it's getting good. Also, we do know Sammy's last exit date is going to be October 31st. EJ's leaving early. We know that, but Sammy is the big thing we're concerned about right now.
She looked fabulous today when she showed her little on the fitness magazine. I'm like, oh my gosh, you look freaking phenomenal.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
You look so hot and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like the best she's ever looked. She looked so good.
I have so much respect for Allison Sweeney, and it's okay if she's hearing me with this now, but I enjoy when she tweets me on Twitter. She's just so adorable. Thank you so much, Allison. You're such a sweetheart.
Well, you know what?
She is.
For me,
I love that
for
girl.
Me, for me, she's a triple threat.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yep.
a great actress. She's a wonderful TV show host. And
yep.
she's a hell of a director.
Mm. Yep.
G.H. will have a game.
Oh, yeah. She's directing Days Again. Did you guys hear that?
Yep.
She's doing another episode. I saw that on Facebook. She took
mm-hmm.
a picture with the three women, Kate and her mom, Marlena.
Marlena.
And then her and someone else. And she's like, it's great being back. I'm directing Days Again.
Sure.
And like, yes, I love what she directs because it's a whole different feel and you see the angle she directs. She's going to be a good director. She's just on key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we want her on our show. Allison
Sweeney,
come to Daytime After Dark.
Dork looking guy. The new Chad. Oh, what the heck?
Well,
like,
thank
you. With a new will.
That's your mission, Corey. That's your
I
mission, Corey. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is try to bring Allison Sweeney over so she can be on our show.
Yeah.
She needs to come
yeah.
on Daytime After Dark. Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Corey, that's your new job. If you want to accept your little mission, we will appreciate it.
We'll even give
I
you the
will,
Twitter if you need it, because she's on Facebook,
I will
she's on
work
Twitter.
On it.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Yeah, but like the other 503 caller said, I agree about Chad. Yeah, I mean, it's like he comes in for a second, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was not good, and, and caller, if you want to sign up petition, we are making petition to get the old one back, and we are doing the same thing with Real. So if you want to sign in, let me know.
Because yeah, definitely. Well, how do you
sign
definitely.
You know, it's just me because, you know, I was so supportive of this Will, and that's why I'm like,
well,
I
can
chime in here about this. I gave him the chance, but I'm sorry, but he just doesn't have the acting chops. To me, this is how I feel.
Yes.
He doesn't have the acting chops to play Will. He should have played a different character. And
mm-hmm.
when I go back to my writing on Days, I'm gonna stay
they
happy.
Could have created
Macy. I'm like, yeah. It's like Grady said, some characters are not to be recasted. And I'm sorry, but Will is just not even Will anymore. I mean, I think the scenes I saw this week with him and Sunny was just like dry paint to me. It just so
mm-hmm.
felt flat.
Yeah, I fast forwarded through it.
Yeah,
like, I can't believe it. Like, ugh. Get the freaking old Will back, because that
well,
I could tolerate.
Right.
If it wasn't for Sunny, I wouldn't afford it.
Well, the problem for me is, and Willie and Carly, I know you're tired of hearing me say this, but the new Will compared to the old Will is vanilla.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what you write for him. He plays it safe and vanilla.
Yes.
Yes.
Just horrible. Like, I can't even stand to look at his stupid face. I just want to fast forward every time.
Like, when he was talking to Sunny, remember, and Sunny's like, Will, are you sure you want to write another article with this woman that supposedly hurt you? I'm sorry. You know, I don't know any at this point, and, you know, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I don't know anymore if it's really the writing or the acting. But to me, that scene just did not even feel like a scene. It felt like it was just, like, empty.
Yes.
Yeah, blah.
You know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was like
Sunny. It felt like,
it
to me, it felt like Sunny was carrying the scene and not even, Will, it's like he wasn't even wanting to be there. Like, Chad today at the end of the episode, I'm like, dude, you're not even trying. I could get a teenager that would do better.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I thought it was definite at first, honestly, when they first showed, like, them looking through the house.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I knew it was dead with the spoilers, but I was like, even knowing it was going to be Chad, the expectation just blew like a
yep.
bubble burst because, like, EJ was just, like what Marjorie said, EJ didn't even act like he was, like, really hurt as much, just like, oh, it's Chad, no big deal. Oh, please,
yeah, it's your brother.
There's got to be a better story than this.
It's familia, and what I'm telling you, so he should have been more emotional.
Yeah.
Corey, I didn't. Him coming back.
Corey, off topic. I just saw that Burger King introduced the all-black cheeseburger. Okay. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't look
good. I'm not eating that crap.
Like,
yeah,
like, really? You're introducing this thing that looks so gross, like somebody's going to buy it?
Exactly.
What?
Well, Carly, remember, okay, I don't know if that's real, because I saw that ad too, and wasn't it supposed to be based out from Japan?
Well, I have it up right now, and Fox Chicago is reporting on it, that Burger King's introducing an all-new black cheeseburger.
Okay, well, if they do that, then they can count me out, because I'm not eating that.
Forget it.
And the picture looks pretty darn disgusting.
Well,
if I do
sorry, Corey, I was just looking at it, and when I saw you post that, I'm like, yuck, and I had to say something, so.
Yeah, no problem.
So, no, I mean, I think, but, you know, the person is, Sophia in this album goes, Chad was only on for 4 minutes today. For half a minute. Give him a chance. And I don't think he's gonna
work.
Well,
that part, yeah, but
and Sophia in the room.
Who was?
Goes, how can anyone tell? He was on for a second. I hate when people don't give the recast a chance.
Right.
Okay, we are just discussing it. It's not like we are trashing them, people.
No.
We are just discussing them, for crap's sake.
We all have our opinions, and they're gonna get heated up about it. But again, it's like you said, and we know this. We're not attacking the actors. We're just singing on the character part that
didn't work.
Yeah,
that's how we are feeling. Yeah.
Guess what? Bottom line, we're speaking our opinion, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to the show. It's as simple as not listening.
Exactly. Okay, so let's when are we playing our game, babe?
Oh, we're gonna play it in just a little bit. We're just still doing the D10 portion because it's still going good. Okay, is everybody ready to switch over to
But if I don't remember all the questions, we can't get enough for Sai on the air, okay?
Okay. Well, go ahead, do the questions then. Or get everybody a call. We gotta get callers though. It doesn't work without
callers. We got
callers.
Okay,
well, go ahead. Take a minute. You didn't tell me that. I'm here. I'm having trouble with my phone over here. Okay, well, that's good then. Go ahead. Get the callers in.
Okay, everyone. Okay, we are playing trivia tonight. And it's four questions. And if anyone wins all four questions, they get the DVD of The Neighbors with two guys that I don't remember right now.
It's
Zach Efron and Seth Rogen.
There you go,
Okay, so I meant to two guys, no. Okay, so.
All right, so we got four trivia questions, and I'll start with the first two, and Carly knows the other two, and we got the answers. All you do is answer four questions, and it gives you the chance, guys, to win the DVD. So here we go. First daytime question. On GH, what year did Luke and Lori marry for the first time?
1983 is my guess.
1981.
All right.
I'm anyone else to guess?
We got more people, or we got everybody answering right now? What else was going on?
1984.
1982.
Okay.
1981.
Okay, good.
Fabulous year.
Okay, babe, do you got any callers on hold?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, I don't. So I wrote down everyone's. I wrote down everyone's guesses.
Okay.
So
that was a good. Okay, that was the first question. Second question. Go ahead, babe. What's the second one?
Okay. How many characters on Days of Our Life did Kristen Alfonso play?
Two.
Three.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Okay. How many roles has Kristen Alfonso from Days of Our Life, how many roles has she played? On that show.
It is three, because she played that fake person when she... No, but that was her... When she went into Daniel's office.
Princess Feline.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. This is going to be fun.
Wait a minute. She played Hope.
Mm-hmm.
She played Hope under a different name when Hope had amnesia.
Right, and the princess.
From the boat accident.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And she played
Hope after dark.
And then she played Princess Gina, so my answer would be 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hope. I thought we were talking about Kristen.
Yeah, no,
Kristen
Alfonso.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, babe, what's question number 3? I forgot
question number 3. See, you should have waited. It's okay. Okay, hold on, calm down. Let me remember for you. Okay, we did
breathe.
The first one. It was Luke and Laura got married what year the first time? Okay, we did that one. Second, Christian Afonso played how many roles? Okay, question 3. Oh, here's a good one. This is easy for you guys. Name the actress on GH that plays Heather Weber.
Oh, that's right.
Robin Matheson.
Yeah, Robin Matheson.
Okay.
Who was also Janet on All My Children.
This
was
Janet
a good
one. Planet.
Okay, yeah, Carly gets credit for this because this was the one she thought of. The fourth question is really good. How many children does Sunny have?
On 37.
He's a whore.
Can we count them off our fingers? I get confused on half of them myself.
Four, maybe five, depending on what happens with Ava.
Sometimes I feel like Molly's his daughter, even though she's like related because of Rick.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they act is so good. It's the acting so good on GHS where you think sometimes the way they do it, like Molly could be Sunny's daughter the way she acts
sometimes.
I missed the question. What's the question? I missed it.
How many
children does Sunny Corinthos have on General Hospital?
Living or dead?
George.
4.
Living or dead?
Living or dead. Yes, they count.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Carly, babe.
Baby Lila died.
Wait a minute. Babe. I didn't answer yet. Living or dead?
That's fine. Living or dead, it doesn't matter. As long as you count all of his children. How many children overall total does Sunny Corinthos have in General Hospital?
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Dante with Olivia.
I know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The baby that Willie lost in the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Michael with Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Son with another.
Michael's not his son.
This is fun.
Michael with Carly via adoption.
Oh, adoption, sorry.
Carly and Sonny were going to have a baby, but Carly lost it somehow. I think I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter with Alexis.
Christina. Sorry.
Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't him and Sam at one point have
sex? Yes, Lila.
And
the
Sam
guy.
Was pregnant.
Lila, when she died.
Claudia was pregnant, I think, with Sonny's baby, but it could have been with somebody else, but I think it was Sonny. And that would be my final guess. So I would say, hold on.
Oh, good job, Corey.
One,
yeah, she had a miscarriage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He would have 8 children if they would have all lived. That's my guess.
Well, guess who's the winner? Okay, guess who's the winner tonight? Our co-host, Corey.
Corey.
It's because
I'm a geek. Good job, Corey. Congratulations.
It's because I'm a soap geek. I have too much soap knowledge in my brain.
There you go. See?
That was really hard.
Power.
That was really hard, just so you know.
I'm glad you got that film with that. That was just so much fun.
I'm going to go to the post office next week and send you a thing out. Excuse me, I've been busy, okay? And I've had someone on my mind lately.
Blame me. She's so excited because we've been making holiday plans to see each other, and we can't stop, so. We're in the honeymoon.
No, we've been calling regularly, right?
Oh, you guys are so cute.
Oh, you're not going to say wife, Don. You were going to say Cole? Okay. You're losing your touch.
But, yes, babe. I love you like a love song. But I think we should get ready to talk over about Y and R, because I am just loving the thing with Mariah. I know a lot of people aren't like Mariah's sister right now, but I'm loving her because she's stirring up things more than Ian ever could. Look at all the stuff that she's starting, all the drama between Summer, between Noah, between Sharon and Nick. There's Kevin, and then before you know it, you're going to be involved with, like, Michael and Lauren, and oh, my God, it's just it's a list. And I'm learning this on the writer's part. I've got to admit, whoever wrote this idea, I love it because it involves half the canvas on the show. It's perfect. She's a perfect chess set to interfere with everybody's lives in General City.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And not even
Lily and Kane. I mean, she can mess with them too. It could be anything.
And
remember, Mariah still has a secret.
What about Kevin?
Exactly.
Corey,
but I enjoy Mariah because I just got to give it out. Shout out Cameron Grimes and Greg Rickard that are playing Mariah and Kevin Fish, because I think they would make the cutest little couple on Young and the Restless, next to her and Austin, because she's got chemistry with both of those guys. I mean, Triangle is awesome.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys want to chime in? How do you feel?
I
do you like
her.
The Mariah Triangle? What's going on with this?
I love her. I'm so thrilled she got the role. I really am. She's really can bring it, because she's a sweet little actress. Which is a little bit of time.
Don't you love how she gets so feisty, like Sharon?
Yeah.
She told Nick, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Sharon, but I love how Mariah just stood up for herself like Sharon would, and she told Nick, it's not all about Sharon. It's not all about your precious Sharon, and this was like, oh, my God. She's totally the opposite of Cassie, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want
rocking
that.
It.
Yeah. Corey, how do you feel about Mariah and Kevin and Austin pairing up this triangle? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't particularly think Austin needs to be in it. I think that Kevin and Mariah are perfect for each other.
Me too.
Yeah, they're sweet. Especially
the
scenes. Did you guys love that scene when she's like, where Kevin's kind of like flirting a little and saying, well, you need a ride? And she goes, yeah, of course I'm going to need a ride. I'm going to need a ride to go to work. And then you can go in and leave if you want to. And Kevin's like, no, because then you won't have a ride to go home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When she left, oh, my God, Kevin could not get up fast enough from that table with his little laptop and follow her like a little puppy dog. I'm sorry, but I love Kevin with Mariah more than I love him with Chloe.
Me too.
Hey, everybody. Is Grady still on?
Bud.
Did we lose Grady? Can we still...
No,
is Grady's
still
on?
Here. Oh, wait. Grady.
No, Grady. Hello? Oh, yeah.
Grady, do you watch Y&R?
Do I want what?
Young and the Restless?
I'm calling in to one of your shows. I'm really...
I know, it's funny. That's why everybody cracks up, because me and Carly crack everybody up. I tell everybody, it's like daytime meets the view, because you got all these people talking all at once, and it's like a merry-go-round. You got to jump in and start talking, because if you don't, it's going to go round and round, and you're going to forget about it.
It is. My John Rivers impersonation.
I love John.
Yeah. Young and the Restless, to me, you know, I was reading some boards on Young and the Restless, actually.
I love their accent.
I don't know if y'all read Soap Central or not, Soap Central's board page. People are seeming to be enjoying Young and the Restless lately with a lot of storylines going on. And there's a character I'd like to point out, the Marine character they brought on.
Yes.
Played by Meredith Baxter. I've heard
Meredith.
On there that
oh, I'm thrilled
there's a big what if
Oh, my God. I'm in love with Meredith Baxter. She's so good right now playing the role of Kathy and Stitch's mom. And Carly, we caught it. We knew she was going to play that role.
Yeah, we caught it.
We knew about spoilers. We already guessed who she was.
Now, this ain't a spoiler, but this is just an idea. What if she was related to Catherine in some kind of way?
Oh, boy.
Oh. You know what, Grady? You might have something now, because remember, she's been looking at Nikki like she's a little curious about something.
Well,
yeah.
And
she's drinking with her.
And keep in mind, they all thought that Jill was Catherine's daughter.
Right.
Okay,
so that
should have never happened
in the
first place. But
that's not completely out of the realm.
Oh, my God. That you just gave me good goosebumps. I would love that if we had that.
My question is, there needs to be a connection with Catherine on that show.
Yeah, they never found Catherine's kid, did they? I mean, because
yes,
it wasn't
did.
Jill.
Tucker.
They did.
Tucker.
Oh, Tucker.
Tucker
McCall. Sorry, okay.
But
okay,
here's
okay.
something to
yeah,
think
they
about.
Did, yeah.
What about Marge?
Tucker's ex-wife.
I'm agreeing, I hear somebody saying, but what if she's Marge's daughter?
That's me, Marge.
The Catherine lookalike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Corey,
yeah.
I would love that. I love Marge. I just, me and Carly did Soap Night recently, and we posted a lot of classic episodes. Oh, my gosh, I miss...
just as long as
they
don't recast Marge, I'm okay.
Oh, we're
but
not
that is
go
a brilliant idea, Will. That is a brilliant idea.
We're not going to go there, but we heard about those rumors, and I'm in denial about that. Corey knows about this, and Carly. I heard the rumors that there might be a possible recast of that character. If that happens, you know me, I will be outraged about it. But I'm in denial. I refuse to believe it's going to happen.
What were we talking about?
That would be like recasting Alice Horton on Days of Our Lives. Who's going
to
play
her? Oh, yeah.
So that was a rumor. That was a rumor circulating because, remember, there is that rumor again that they're going to kill off
you know what?
The major
if they
bet.
Do that, if they do that, they'll skin my language, and I know Grady is stupid time here, so. But that would be stabbing... thingy in YNL history if they did. I'm sorry. It would be so wrong on so many levels. You know, and I'm sure the cast would never go for anything. They love Jenny Cooper way too much.
She could have had
all right,
it.
So we got everybody here. And we're going to bring up a hot topic, and maybe we'll see if we get any more callers on this. This might stir things up. Let's ask everybody listening. Let's ask everybody who's listening how they felt about Sharon and Nick scenes where Nick proposes to Sharon yet again. How did you all feel about that? Did you like it? Did you wish it didn't even happen again? How do you all feel? This is your chance
forward.
To call in and chime in.
Well, I have a lot to say about this, but I'll go last since I have a lot to say about it. So we'll get to everybody else.
Okay, sure. That's cool.
I think it would be a good idea, but that's my pinpoint. They are a super couple on the Young and Restless, and that's one thing of soaps that are needed are super couples. Sharon and Nick are that.
I disagree. I'm never been a Nick and Sharon fan ever, and with. Thanks, Marjorie, for making me laugh. And with what Sharon done, especially with Summer's Opportunity, I don't think this proposal is going to last long.
No, I think it's going to be a roadblock.
All Hades will break loose, I believe, but that's going to be the intriguing part there. Will they last when Phyllis returns?
Oh, I think between all of us, I think when Phyllis returns, I think Sharon's going to see the light, won't see the light of day. Everyone's going to... Between Phyllis getting mad at revenge, once it all comes out, what she did, pretty much everyone in General City is going to hate her. I mean, Just wait for Lily to chime in. She's going to be judgmental like she was Hillary. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to have something to say about Sharon. And then, of course, Abby, I mean, it's going to be nonstop.
Yep.
Andy, I got a little rant here I'd like to say about Y&R is I really think they're casting entirely too many people on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Corey and I and Carly were talking about that one day.
Yep.
They overbloated that cast. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Grady, you know, because we're writers. We don't put half that many people on our stories as we see
and
on
when
the shows.
Exactly. And when we do, you know, like when I was writing Daylight and Darkness, which, by the way, just a little drop-off for everyone, we will be writing a special episode of Daylight and Darkness in the very near future. Daylight and Darkness will be returning.
And I'm so excited about it.
Yes. And don't forget, everybody, Grady's going to be on here tomorrow night to be interviewed. So if you have questions for him about Daylight and Darkness or Life with Myrtle, definitely call back tomorrow night at the same time. Yeah,
he will.
Well,
he's
on the show. Yeah, that's our sister show. Yeah.
Right now, but. But,
and people,
yeah.
you need to call in and ask Grady questions. He's a phenomenal writer. I've been reading his stuff for a long time. We've done crossovers between our two shows. He's phenomenal. Call
that, Corey.
Thank you. Call in. Ask this man
mm-hmm.
some questions. He's very talented. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm honored to promote him on my blog. Everybody, like, damn. He gets so many reblogs on his
mm-hmm.
on that blog. It's not even funny. Like, it's just amazing, and I love it. Because people ask me, Corey, Carly, I mean, all of us, they always ask us, like, what channel is this series on? Or, you know, it's not TV. It's, you know, it's social media. It means it's
mm-hmm.
written on a series.
Written down.
And not everything has to be on TV, guys, and not everything has to be on the web. It can also be written. And I think
mm-hmm.
Corey can agree with this. I think as writers for us, I think it's more important for us to keep putting that message out there because it kind of gets lost in translation, and it's time we bring that back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think a day doesn't go by that somebody doesn't comment on my All My Children or my One Life to Live fanfic series. Well, where can I watch this on TV? And
yeah.
It says it's plain and simple in the title and the disclaimer. It's an online fanfic series. I'm writing it for my own enjoyment, but if you join in on the ride, that's
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Corey, and what you're doing with those two shows, if you think about it, is you are keeping it alive.
Yes.
With
we need that.
The,
yep.
I mean, and you're doing a very, very good job at it. I have to give you your props. You are doing a hell of a
yeah.
job.
Yes, he does.
Oh,
he gets
well,
it.
Thank you.
I'm waving and clapping on my end. You do a good job,
yeah,
man.
Well,
great.
Yeah,
cool,
you
I
do.
I just want to since we're talking about it, just
mm-hmm.
say a little something here. And Willie and Grady probably know where I'm going to go with this, but it's as writers, it's very important the validity and the integrity of our shows and characters. There is a, and I won't say his name because I don't want to give him publicity, but just for other writers that are listening, there is a, I will call him Predator on Facebook. He befriends writers on Facebook, gives them a fake story, and then proceeds to steal other people's characters and stories.
Oh,
he stole from me, he stole from Grady, and he's stolen from Willie. So just be mindful about it. I would, before you take somebody under your wing, know who they are first. I mean,
yeah.
Me, Willie, and Grady have gotten to know each other immensely. Well, in our partnerships where that trust was built, this person, at least in my case, really had me fooled with a really good story. And
mm-hmm.
he ended up stealing half my characters off of my original soap opera and then accused me of plagiarizing him.
What an ass!
And then, to add to that, I was also involved in that little mishap. And here's what happened on my end. He had me where he ready to promote the show, and we worked together, like me and Corey and Baby worked together on promos and stuff. Only, get this, could you imagine putting all your hard work, getting it all set up, and then someone literally pulls the rug under you and controls you by kicking you out of that page and says they're the owner, and then they want to throw a lawyer at you and say, oh, well, if you don't say that I'm the owner, then I'll put a lawyer on you. It's like, who does that, right?
That's I'm going to kill this guy. Let me have 3 minutes with him.
We're explaining this for a reason. I know you get upset, but the part of what we're saying is that it's just like anything, and Corey can chime in this and give gravy. It's all about what you are out there on the internet, and you want to be careful who you befriend, of course. And you're just like life. We're all going to meet different people. But, you know, it's how we take it and how we let that affect us, and we move on from that. And that's what me and Corey are saying, and also Grady. We've all three, which was weird because we were all, we actually became stronger friends through it, but we were all affected that we're not going to lie. Between me, Corey, and Grady, there was like so much of a writer's block that neither one of us, of all three of us, was sending out writing or nothing. I mean, it was like a complete block.
I'm sure that, well, and
it's
for me,
better
it,
now, but we were affected
and,
by it.
And for me, I really felt I was taken for a fool, and I was. And for me, it like Willie said, it provided such a immense writer block that I'm just getting out of it now. And this person keeps creating profiles and trying to weasel his way in to the writings. So,
you have to be careful these days on the internet, really. I mean, it's just, you just got to be careful. And personally, anything Predator ever wrote, I was never impressed with because it was always, he was copying this show, that show, this show, that show. And I have not yet to see what he did with Daylight and Darkness. But probably a good thing I haven't because I would have freaked out.
And I'm going to add to this that I'm very, very honored and proud to have all of you listeners and, you know, readers as my friends, because if it wasn't for you guys, and Corey and Grady can even chime on this too, that you guys are the main support that makes our success, because it was you guys that caught this as well, and you know our writing. You know that we don't write the way this guy does. We have every writer has their own little handprint of writing. So you can try to copycat a writer, but the true vision does come out no matter what. I mean, you guys learned this in high school, in college. Plagiarism is a serious penalty, a crime of, you know, against the law. But you can try to do that, but you're going to be caught because every single writer has their own technique, and it's going to be revealed.
Is that going to be, you guys, 503, you're back on the air really quick.
Okay, sorry, had to freaking deal with the man hungry situation.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And I didn't want to interrupt and say you guys were all talking. But, hey, on the offside note, too, wherever everyone else is tonight, I guess they're supposed to be really cool Northern Lights tonight that we're supposed to see. So look in the sky,
that's
people.
Cool.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah, I'm excited. I wish I wasn't in
Definitely.
The city, so maybe it'd probably look better, but... yeah, I was like, yeah, just like the super moon or all that. Like, you only get to see those, you know, maybe once in your lifetime.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and I saw this side note. I saw these wonderful pictures of Thailand a couple of minutes ago that was just posted on my page, and it was a very beautiful picture.
They were talking about it right now.
No, I just saw, like, a picture of Thailand and, you know,
well,
maybe I want...
Facebook or what?
Facebook.
Yeah, my mom gave me some good advice, guys. She says that when you guys look at the solstice, make sure not to point at it because you get warts.
What did she say?
Really?
My mom gave me good advice because I was telling her about the solstice that you said, and she gave me good advice. She says, don't put your finger at it because you'll get warts.
Hi, Mom.
I'll go outside and make an attempt.
You would know. I mean,
well, they taught you not to point at people, so you're.
Oh, and
you know?
Also on the Y&R topic again, I've got to say that I am giving it up to Miss Gina Tignoni. Hope I said that right. She did so phenomenal, guys. For today, was it Friday already?
Yeah, it's
she did so phenomenal. Waking up when they're doing the proposal with Nick and Sharon, and she's waking up and going, "No."
Sit, no. I want to say, I thought Christoph and Simomo did such a good job this week. I was in tears.
I was in tears. Yes. I cried.
But
it was such an emotional scene.
Mostly,
it was
you
so
know
good.
I cry at everything. You know I cry at, like, stupid soap scene. You know that. So, yeah,
I was such a good scene, yeah. Malcolm and Neil was
died.
So good.
I mean.
Also, if you didn't know this is just like a little extra tidbit for y'all. I learned this, and maybe Corey knows this too, and Grayson. But I found out that Malcolm and Neil, the actors, had wanted to add more extra scenes in there, like the flashbacks, because they felt that they needed that in the episode. So thank you guys for doing that. The fans, thank you.
Oh, God.
That was a huge plus for Y&R.
Oh, God.
I really don't want to really bash them at this point because they seem like they're getting back to basics. But then again, it's fall, so we can just wait and see with Y&R.
I got one, Grady. I'm gonna agree with you. I'm not gonna either say anything bad either because I mean, had the ups and downs with the show, yeah. But on
but
this end,
a great week.
I'm enjoying the fall stories better than the summer.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Okay.
Because you will laugh. I didn't even watch during the summer. I did not watch Young and the Restless like every single day like I would normally want to. But these days, I'm going to say a little secret, but that's just me. I've been bad. One of my friends gives me the thing where you can kind of watch it a little bit so you get to watch it early. So I've been watching it early, so I get to watch it twice, and I'm enjoying it because you get to enjoy that second time even better. So it's really cool.
I watch on YouTube all the episodes because I don't watch TV. Don't kill me, guys. But,
no.
I'm not a TV watcher, but I do watch the soaps on the internet. And
Oh, cool.
You watch them.
But,
that's
good. I will say, you know, I want to get back to a topic, if you don't mind. We were just mentioning this earlier about our techniques as writers. And when I was writing Daylight and Darkness, And I imagine y'all noticed this too with my new show. You know, I'm used to profanity in both shows. Like words, like, you know, I never went too over the top. But you know, I always like to make edge makes the show even better. You know, pushing the boundaries, pushing the limits, and pointing out society to a point like Daylight and Darkness, for example. If you'd ever noticed in that show, Bobby was the DA, Bobby Whitten. And Bobby Whitten was Xavier Jackson's go-to guy. But, you know, it had its classic format also as a soap.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell easily it was a soap. And the one thing that I'm proud about when I think about it is at least we always kept the characters true to the core. And we never had a weak female.
Well, yeah, and that's good. I've been dying to talk Y&R all day. I mean, General Hospital all day. I usually don't watch the Friday episode, but my babe convinced me. To do it.
To do it? Really?
Yeah, two months in the hospital today. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
I know. My kid
and there's a reason, Marjorie. The reason why is because I don't know if Corey and Grady saw this yet, but I feel that today's GH really was so epic that everyone was pretty much talking about it. That's how good it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was so
freaking
good.
I'm fired. That's fine.
We won't say any spoilers for the ones that haven't watched it, because we know you're listening in, so you don't get mad. But we will hint. There is a major character that is alive, so watch it.
Yeah, but all I want to say is I hate Victor. I hate Victor.
Hate
Victor. They are not how I feel about.
I hate Starbucks.
I'm tired of Stavros.
I'm tired of Stavros. And if he wants to kidnap Lulu, that's fine with me. If he wants to kidnap Lulu, that's fine with me as long as she comes back as Julie.
I believe that when I bring Helena, everything will come to, because they're hinting around she's coming back from this week. That she shows. So. I mean,
he's wondering, because it's the topic of the question of the night. Did they show Jason today? The answer is, if you want to know, watch.
More.
It's getting that good. We're not going to tell you yes or no.
Oh, okay.
You've got to watch. It's just getting really good. But on a spoiler alert, I will tell you that Robin is going to have scenes with Helena.
Prepare yourself for that.
It's going to be good.
I will say this. I've been wanting something in the hospital forever.
Can't they ever keep her dead?
And I will say that GH for me is inconsistent. And, I mean, even though, I mean, Ron and Frank run, Ron C and Frank V. Frank Valentini, because I can't pronounce his last name. You know, to me, you know, like this week, they've been rocking it right out of the park with the show. But it seems like they go through stealth areas, and they don't seem to focus. You know, they got a very overblooded cast as well, I believe. You know, sort of like YNR.
But
I agree, because the way I feel is, and I've been getting a lot of people watching GH with me when I watch in the afternoon, also with my babe. I get everybody so addicted to it because they're like agreeing with me too that, to me, I feel would be soap of the year only because it's more than a soap. It's sometimes like a movie.
It is.
You write it in, and before you know, you're like, dang, I want to see the next part.
I thought I didn't watch it.
Like, these people in the lab, I think somebody tweeted this today, and I just, you know, somebody tweeting here, but someone kind of hinted, they're like, man, if I were in that lab, I think I'd want to run for the hills, because there's so much going on in that lab. It's like, you know, a maze of horrors.
Right. They pick on my Sonny, but they should think of all the creatures before him. And
Exactly my point.
Damien Smith, Frank Smith.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it when you go on my site. I love it.
And I love it.
And also, since we're mentioning GH, this is just a little GH/YNR thing. For me, I would love to congratulate Kelly Sullivan for joining the cast of Young and the Restless.
Yes.
Because I enjoy her acting, so congratulations, sweetie. You deserve it.
And I just want to say that Spencer and Mazuri back me up. Spencer did such great acting this week. Little Spencer was so terrific.
Thank you, Mazuri.
I'm
going to chime on that. I love Spencer, and I'm enjoying the character and the scenes, but I've got to deal with what's coming up. It does disappoint me just a little bit, because it's like the train building, and then it's going slow.
I don't like that Spencer's this week is going to try to tell Nicholas what's going on with Luke. And Nicholas acts like he doesn't even care or wants to believe his own son. That's kind of sad.
Don't tell him. It's the last person Spencer should tell.
Yeah, tell Sonny. Go one and tell Sonny. Go one and tell your uncle. He will do backup. He will do something. Come on. Mm-hmm. He will believe you. Come on.
You know, caught it. They remember what we said about Nathan?
Oh, I love Nathan.
I love it, and I would love to thank the writers. I don't care if it's Ron or Frank. I'm giving you guys hugs and props because thank you so much for making Nathan a Cassadine. That just adds it to the next level right there.
Totally.
You know, you think about GH, they are sort of reinventing the soap sort of, and with this story they got this week, you know, with the budget soaps have nowadays, you know, they don't have the budget they used to, but they're making the most out of the adventure. You know, they're bringing the adventure back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if they keep this up, they are.
I mean, I know people complain, and this is, I don't understand this, and Corey and Grady, you can chime in on here. But why are fans complaining so much about the commercial break when you know you got to have commercials for your sponsors? At the same time, it gives you a little time to get that popcorn, hurry up with the rest of the show, because like I said,
exactly.
It's like a movie. It's not just a soap. It's like a movie.
You know, even though I TiVo it, this is going to sound crazy, even though I TiVo it and I forget, oh, I can pause this at any time, I wait to the commercial.
You're going to laugh. When I bought T8, and this is just me, when I was getting like my popcorn to watch, because I'm all bad about it. I mean, I love the little snacks while I'm watching my show. And I cannot get up off my couch until it's on commercial because the drama is just so good. You're like,
yes.
Oh, my God, Maxie, what are you going to do next? And Maxie, hurry up, kick him in the groin.
I do an Ivy Pig, and I keep watching.
There you go. Again, when Maxie was talking to Levi, I'm like, Maxie, quit talking to him and just get it over with. Just kick him. That's all you got to do.
You know.
Exactly. And I just want to say, okay, I'm confused. And Marjorie, since you're here, maybe you can help us. Okay, Victor and Starburst, are they brothers or are they?
Victor is Mikos' brother, so that would make him Stavros's uncle.
In a way, that would make
Victor. I crack up. Because they make, and you guys will laugh, you swear, you're going to laugh off your seats when I tell you this comment. What is it with Stavros? They make him seem like a little crybaby.
He is, he's an asshole.
When he talks and he's doing his acting, it's funny, right? Like when he said today, he's like, what about my mother or something like that? And Victor's like, trying to tell him to shut up. He's like, quit talking about her, quit bringing her up. He's like, you need to just be patient. I was laughing. I'm like, Victor, who are you talking? You can't even be patient trying to get the test results for your baby daddy.
Exactly.
You guys hear me? I'm on speakerphone, actually.
Victor, you have the
phone.
And I have news. We will be getting Dr. O on the show very soon. I can't say when, but she's coming back on Daytime After Dark very soon.
Sweet. I can't wait.
Sweet. Great. Thank you.
I will say this one thing.
Party special surprise, which is also a surprise for all of you because you're so sweet.
I hate her first, and now I love her.
And she won't be able to be on for, like, at least 3 to 6 weeks, so be prepared. She's going to be from Y&R, and she could pop up any moment.
Happens any moment.
And no, it's not Ashley.
I would love to see them use more of Monica at the Quartermain. So that's one thing I feel like GH is lacking on is the Quartermain touch.
Monica.
Well, we got all you on here. We thought we'd get your opinion. Who would you like to see as a guest that's not been on before? who would you like to see be added as a guest call-out list for the show? We'll do around the table. We'll start with Grady. Who would you like to see be interviewed for the show?
Who would I like to see interviewed?
Yeah, your daytime celebrities and actors.
Yeah.
I would like to see the actress who plays Micah on General Hospital be interviewed. I would love to hear what she says.
Yeah, she's awesome. I like her.
I feel like they're really underutilized Leslie Charleston so much on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that if I was writing General Hospital, I would bring back Stuart Damon. Because they introduced a huge loophole on that show. And why not bring back Dr. Hayward from All My Children, but not Ed Dr. Hayward, of course.
Yep.
That's so very...
Yep, that's very true.
I tend to agree with you because with the exception of the Spencers, the Quartermains are General Hospital. And who do we have left?
Yep.
Tracy.
Monica and Tracy.
And Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? For me, that's not acceptable for the Quartermains. There needs to be Ned needs to be on contract. And they need to bring somebody back because GH is the Quartermains.
Mm-hmm. And I heard
you. That's the one aspect about GH that bothers me that they don't focus on the family.
And you did hear, right? You did hear about Hunter Tyrell trying to join GH?
That's going to be very interesting.
I'm thinking... Now, don't quote me here, but I'm thinking, it's just me thinking. I'm thinking she could probably maybe play Lois, which is from, with Ned, only because, I'm thinking as a recast here, only because the original Lois and the other Lois is now on Bold and Beautiful, they would probably need another one just to keep the story going, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, that's just my thing of what I'm thinking of. But if I were like, if I were writing on GH and I could do a crossover of any other character, I would love to bring Greenlee on so she could go one-on-one against Lucy Cole.
Oh, yeah?
I would do Hayward.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine the cat fight between them two? It would be hilarious. I think I might add that in my fan fiction because we already said I'm going to get on General Hospital.
Guys, I really enjoy talking to y'all tonight. I really enjoy being a part of
thanks for calling, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
To sign off. And it's been great talking to Soaps with y'all and kind of being your little guest host, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we'll get some rest, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
I will definitely be here. When do? Is it 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock Pacific, Grady, yeah.
All right. I can't wait to talk to you guys, and I think it's going to be great. And Corey, make sure to call in.
I will.
Awesome. Thanks, Grady.
Y'all have a good evening, and it's been great.
You too.
All right.
You too, Grady.
Bye.
Have a great night.
Y'all too.
Thanks, Grady.
All right, everybody, get ready, because I'm going to shake it up a little bit. On Board of Beautiful... I've got to say, I'm very disappointed. I don't like, and you know me, I've enjoyed Wyatt tremendously. I like the actor and the character, but I'm very disappointed the way he's acting, where all of a sudden now, it's not like he's got to act. Now he wants to try to get over and take off Liam's house. That's just dumb. Why would you want to move into your brother's house? The one that's single is your ex-fiance. Only on top of that, they shared memories. That's got to be the stupidest move that the show the writers could have made.
You should still be leaving.
What's going on with Caroline and Rich? That just makes me sick.
Well, they're happily married. It's just she's helping Thorne, but nobody can know about it. I mean, Ridge.
But you didn't hear what they're trying to do? There's a possibility they might try to like each other.
They were. I would see that coming.
Because,
they were right there.
You already saw this coming. We know about Brooke leaving for a while, so it's only a matter of time before they go on to the next ring for
mm-hmm.
Ridge, which I think is kind of pathetic because we don't always have to have Ridge get a woman. It's time for Ridge get a storyline with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, oh, gosh.
And don't leave me on hope. I'm tired of the whole hope story because she never decides who she wants, and then when she does, she goes back and forth. I hope for once that Leah moves on, and I don't like Ivy, but if you have to pick Ivy, so be it. But let them have their chance before Hope gets into it, because if it's going to just be like that, I'm not going to be watching for weeks. It's just going to be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was when Hunter Tyler left. Taylor?
Yep.
That's when if I watch it, I watch it. If I don't, I don't. It's not a definite
yes to everybody. On a side note, I always like to tell you guys about the latest movies and stuff that I've watched. I've got to tell you, and you're going to want to DVR this if you haven't had it on your demand network. I saw Houdini on the History Channel. It's on demand. It is so good. You would love it.
Mm-hmm.
Houdini. Yeah, it's really good. I like that. Houdini, yeah. And I'm very excited for the new season of Queen Latifah. There's going to be such an amazing cast people that are going to be showing up on there, especially from Jada Pinkett that's going to be from Gotham. It's really good. You've got to check that out. Yeah.
Oh, we have that call. Hi, you on the air with us?
Hey, sorry I'm late. What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about everything. That's what Alyssa does. We talk about everything.
I just heard while I was on hold, whoever said that they're tired of Hope going back and forth, I agree 100%. You know, the Bold and the Beautiful, look, it's built on Brooke and Hope. I can disagree with that. If I can't stand that, but I've made my peace with it because I've watched it for 25 years. Having said that, if they're going to write for these two characters and two characters alone, at least can they write something different after 2.5 decades?
What'd you think?
Thank you, Ivan. Yep. I'm tired. I'm tired of it. And this is actually, Corey can chime in on this. When we get tired of watching what we watch, it pretty much inspires us to write fanfics. And we create our own better storylines. Right, Corey?
It's funny you said that because I have 20-something on my DVR, and the only I have to do a friggin' recap about that show, and thank God for other people that helped me because I would rather watch old clips of, you know, GH couples or whatever than watch 1 minute of that nonsense.
Thank you.
Oh, Carl, let me know. I'd be glad to help you if you need help with recaps. I don't get to watch as much, but if you need the help, let me know, and I'll add something quickly in there to give you a little bit
I mean it's awful, but I mean Liam, they've ruined Dollar Bill Spencer was a perfectly good character. They reduced him to a pile of nothing because the Dollar Bill that I know wouldn't be sitting around pining for Brooke for a year and a half. He does nothing. All he does is whine, bitch, and complain.
You know what they did, and this is just from my vision, but I feel they watered the whole show to bow down to Ridge, and it's really dumb.
Actually, I think they bow down to, no, not Ridge, they bow down to Brooke.
Brooke.
Because Ridge.
That's another thing is Brooke, but, you know, and Corey probably could tell you this. Brooke's going to be gone for a while anyway. The actress is doing Dancing with the Stars in Italy, so she'll be out for a while.
Let's hope that she makes it till the very end because the longer she stays in Italy, we'll get a break. But the only problem is that show is so needs Steffi Forrester. It's not even funny.
Thank you.
If Brooke leaves, who is going to – if we lose Brooke for a period of time, who are they going to fill those minutes with?
And Carly were talking about this the other day. We feel they should bring back Steffi like you. that if they can't bring the real Steffi, that they're going to have to do a recast.
Yeah, it's time to recast.
I feel Steffi is definitely important. And
she's vital.
It's a shame.
I know.
It's
vital.
A shame they killed off her twin sister, the other girl that was also, you know, her sibling.
Yes.
Because
anybody that knows me.
I feel they messed up there because since she's been dead ever since they killed her off, the whole show's been on kilter to begin with.
Here's the thing. I wanted a Ridge recast. I started like 6 months. First of all, I'm not one of those people that hated Ron Moss. I liked him as Ridge. I'm fine with him. I wanted a recast because I thought Ridge Forrester was too important not to be there. Having said that, I personally, nothing against Thorsten, I cannot stand this version of Ridge, and there's a couple of reasons. One, I just
can't stand Ridge. To me, and this is Cuddy that will laugh, but when he's on, I don't pay attention.
Here's the thing. I don't think he fits in the role well, and second of all, I don't think they did a good job of integrating him because it's a lot of revisionist history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're going to have Ridge, where's Thomas? Where's Steffi?
Thank you.
They don't connect him to anybody in his previous life. My personal favorite, this is just my favorite, favorite person on that show is Heather Tom. I take a backseat to no one who loves her. I can't stand Katie and Ridge. It makes no sense to me. I can't watch them.
Thank you very much. I agree. I love Heather Tom, but I don't like Ridge and Katie.
No way.
And she doesn't have. She and Don had such great chemistry, and Katie was the best part of Bill to the point where when he found out Liam was his son, he wanted nothing to do with that kid, that young adult.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason he fostered a relationship with Liam was because of Katie. Where Brooke, when they stopped, I remember when Bill was drinking and driving, Brooke just rubber stamps everything he does and says, oh, that's okay, you don't have a drinking problem. Where Katie tried to make him a better person. It wasn't control, it was just trying to make him have a better way of life. And now, when I did watch back in the day, he sat in a T-shirt on Liam's couch, didn't even fight to get his comeback, waited for that stupid slut from the valley to give it back to him. Sorry for any Brooke fan, but that's what she is. And the thing is,
she sits on a couch.
And they have ruined a perfectly good character in Bill Spencer.
Oh, I agree on that part, on that end about they've ruined it. I don't blame Brooke. I'm a Brooke fan.
Thank you.
I blame Brad Bell.
I like the scenes, and this is just me. This week's shout out to me goes to Don Diamond and Scott Clifton that played Bill and
Liam.
Because their scenes together as father and son is just so humical, funny, that it's really good.
Yep.
I mean, and that's another thing.
Did you guys crack up when Bill was trying to tell him in his own way, bringing some food over and eating Nataki's funny food? What do you think? You know, don't you think you should move out of this place and move something better?
That didn't make sense to me because here's Wyatt. He's doing that because Wyatt wants that house. Why doesn't Bill just buy him another house? Why does Wyatt have to have Liam's house?
I agree, Carla, with that because this is just me, but I don't see any sense of why Bill is always carrying over for Wyatt when he's got Liam. I mean, I know that Wyatt's his son, but that's still kind of dumb.
Well, I understand he's probably trying to make up for lost time, but Wyatt doesn't need to ask for Liam's house. He can just, Bill can buy him another house. And
I don't even think Wyatt's his son, though. Do you guys think that? I don't think Wyatt is really Bill's son. I think he's that guy that got murdered.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so. Look how Quinn acts. She acts so weird when it comes to that whole mystery of that guy that was murdered.
Ricardo?
It would make sense, don't you guys think so?
The dark,
yeah, I agree,
the dark. That makes sense.
Look at the clues. Ricardo treated Wyatt like his own son. Well, what if he really was?
I don't know. I don't know if I go there, but I also don't understand. Like, this whole show doesn't make sense to me because now you have Bill, who basically called Katie And what I don't like about soaps, not just B&B, I hate when there's a new pairing that they have to trash the other pairing and act like it didn't
right.
exist. And like, for instance, Bill was in tears when he thought he was going to lose Katie. Now, he gets with Brooke and acts like she's the moon, the sun, and the stars, when a few years ago he called Brooke and Donna basically tramps. Yes.
I know.
And my
yeah.
issue is...
Sometimes I want to hate Donna, but I got to admit, I miss the whole Donna fiascos. Because
yeah, me too. Don't you find that in soaps where, okay, so Bill and Brooke are together now, or so-and-so and so-and-so, they have to act like they're the love of their life and that their previous relationships didn't matter. And it's like, why? Why can't
yeah,
everybody just work in their own right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And
agree,
to me,
I agree with you, caller.
And the
they,
thing is,
mm-hmm.
like, the reason I could never get behind a Bill and a Brooke was because of how it was done. I mean, how many
mm-hmm.
times can you take a man from your relative? I mean, they had done that.
Your daughter, you got it.
Well, they're doing that, of course, because, and Carly can agree with you, agree with me on this. Poor
yeah.
Brooke is kind of like Reva on Guiding Light. Her character is so much set in stone that they have no way of going back unless they try
yeah,
to
but
redeem
I don't
her.
Think Reva wouldn't do that to her kid. But see, Brooke was dirty to her own daughter.
You know how Reva... Reva and Brooke almost similar, like in that way, because remember
yeah.
Reva slips her way through a lot of people in.
Yeah, but she. Yeah, but Reva, to my, if correct me if I'm wrong, Reva didn't do her daughter's husband / boyfriend.
Never.
No. Never. Never, Reva.
No.
No.
And at the end. And at the end of the
part.
Day.
Here's a sick part. Cassie tried to date Reva's daughter's boyfriend. What's his name? That
Mm-hmm.
Carly, remember, babe?
I know who you're talking about, babe.
Something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I do.
And
you know
sick.
What? I'm getting so sick of people trashing Brooke all the time.
Well,
okay,
it's not
so
really trashing. It's not really trashing her. This is her history.
Yes, it is. Brooke is not. So what? Brooke is not perfect. You know,
well, no kidding. Yeah, I know that.
No, you definitely want to be their little cookie-cutter little thing. Okay, and do not. So what?
Good.
It's not trashing her. She. You don't sleep with your daughter's husband.
Oh,
that's just...
Bridget.
Okay, Cicero, it's a fucking soap. It's a soap. People are
yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Okay, it's not fucking real life. It's a soap.
Believe me, I know it's not real life, but we're gathering together to discuss it and have a debate. And you're not,
right.
and you have to be honest when you, a new colleague, you know more than anybody, when you like a character, own all of them. If they're a bitch, own the bitch. That's fine.
Yeah.
If they're a psycho, own the psycho.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Do not tell me what to do, okay?
I'm not
there's
telling you. I'm just saying, when you can do what you want. Honey, babe, honey, sweetie, honey, bee, you can do what you want. What I'm saying is, when you like a character, if you're a bitch.
There's only one person who can tell me what to do, and he's on the phone, so if he tells me
what
to do,
I'm not telling
you
what to do. All I'm saying is, when you like a soap character, you don't cherry pick only the. If they're a bitch,
oh my
raise
God.
It.
Yes, you do. Okay, excuse me. You're not supposed to be logic about this. Okay? It's for fucking what? Entertainment, and you watch
but,
it, and. Yes?
But calm down. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
I mean, like, for instance, Dr. O, we're not supposed to like her. She's a nut, or Nina, but. We say she's
like
enough.
I like her.
I like her now.
You're missing my point. I didn't say I didn't. I like her too, but she's enough. I'm not saying you can't like her, but we have.
Mm-hmm.
I like her too, but are we going to say she's not crazy?
Who isn't on
crazy.
The soap? Who isn't on the soap?
I'm getting tired of. Nina's stupid hate list, it's getting ridiculous.
Well,
yes,
you know, I had
agree.
A theory about that. I think this is my theory. I had a crazy theory that Kiki's going to end up being her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We called that weeks ago.
Oh, then we must have been dialing the same number.
Yes, I guess who I'm thinking for Lee is, according to spoilers as well, but I truly think that Rosalie is going to turn out to be Sonny's daughter from Lily.
Say that again, I couldn't hear you. What?
I truly feel that Rosalie is going to turn out to be Sonny's daughter from Lily.
Yep.
I thought they were going to do it, to be honest. I thought that Sabrina was going to turn out to be their kid. Remember at one point he was taking the picture out of his desk?
I mean, like you said about these characters and they get ruined for another character. That's what they did with Sabrina. They're just plotting her for somebody else and for somebody else to get ruined. That's for Sabrina, and I think that's wrong because I like Sabrina's character, but they're not knowing what they're doing with her. They keep going back and forth, to where it's like, okay, she's on today, fine.
I think Sabrina is great with
Sabrina.
She's so good with Carlos. Don't you think Carlos brings out the best in her? I think I see something in Sabrina with Carlos that I didn't see with Patrick.
Oh, no, I agree, Carla. I agree. I saw more chemistry between Sabrina and Carlos than I did between her and Patrick.
Yeah, because to me, when she was with Patrick, it was more of the schoolgirl crush thing. I don't think it should have ever progressed for more than a crush, but with Carlos, she's feisty. She acts like she's an equal. And plus, never mind the fact that the man went to jail for her.
Too.
I mean, come on.
They
should have never put, and don't get back, Hardy, but they should never have put Sabrina with Patrick to begin with because they had other ones that he could have paired with, which I'm going to do now. He makes great chemistry with Sam, and then there could have been maybe Elizabeth. I mean, you could have worked with what you got. You don't have to add so many new characters what's going on.
And that's the thing, and I just felt like it was cute as it was like she crushed on the doctor, but I don't think that it ever should have became what it was, but it was. But now, I heard a rumor, and I hope it's only a rumor that they're killing off Carlos, because I want to see Carlos and Sabrina really play it out.
It's true. Carlos is going to die, and Sabrina's because of it.
Yay!
Why would that be a yay?
Carlos, you can't.
Because I don't mind Carlos. Sorry. I don't, and if he accidentally died...
That's your opinion. Nobody said you couldn't like him.
If he accidentally died, whoops.
Oh, my God.
I can think of a couple more people before Carlos I want to accidentally die.
Well, I've never liked... You know? Maybe
like Sonny Carlos?
Maybe Sonny will finally kill Carlos. That would be great. We're not
Sonny's
monsters.
Going to have enough of his own issues when the truth comes out about what he did to AJ. He's going to be in no position to kill anybody.
Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's over and done with AJ.
Michael's going to care.
AJ should die.
I can't come out. I love Sonny.
Thank you, Marjorie.
That's fine. It's not about love and Sonny. It's about the character.
Okay.
It's part of the story.
How do we act? And who is love and how much we are supposed to like them? It's bullshit. Sonny, in my eyes, cannot do anything wrong. Okay?
I already know this. This is nothing I don't already know. But for the story, they didn't write him killing AJ for it to never come out. That's just not going to happen.
You're totally right, though.
Well, we all know that, but we don't want it to come out, okay? We don't want it. Sonny fans do not want it to come out, okay?
We'll find the problems and rip them.
It's going to come out.
Maybe
Maldry?
There they can rip
the phone
pages. Yes.
Maldry?
Don't get mad.
Maldry, am I wrong on this? Am I crazy, Maldry? Am I wrong on this? We don't want it to come out?
Maldry,
that's fine, but it doesn't mean it's not going to.
Maldry,
I'm asking my friend Maldry a question, okay? Maldry and my wife.
I want it to come out.
Okay. Anybody near the studio where they film the General Hospital? Anybody live near there? Whatever. I would like somebody to sneak in and steal those pages because I don't ever want it to come out.
But see, here's the thing. But that's But that's the whole great thing about soap operas is bringing somebody down and then the redemption of it. And think of the good material.
Oh, you know
this
what?
Is probably
going
to be Moe's best
be
material
down.
In years.
Oh, don't Sunny put it in the field. Sunny Delania go down, okay? Number one. Okay. Okay,
my Sunny.
All this is a train wreck.
No, hey,
and not only that, Chad, this is going to be good for Chad Dool because God knows Chad Dool hasn't had nothing to do in months because he's as boring as watching paint dry.
Oh, my God, he is not boring as watching paint dry. Oh
Michael
God,
deserves
maybe,
a better... The character of Michael isn't doing anything.
Maybe you should take acting classes yourself, because maybe
I'm not trying
kids.
To be an actor. What is that got to do with me? I'm just saying the character
of
Michael.
You're trying to critique everyone.
Well, isn't that what the show? Isn't that why do you have a blog talk show if we're not? It's called a discussion and debate. A debate, dear. It's we're calling up to give opinions.
Hey, you know, talk to my boyfriend. Talk to my
calm down.
When is it? What's the last time that Michael had a decent storyline?
You know, right, Carly, that's a good question. I feel the best time that Michael had a good storyline was during that whole him and Abby story. You remember that?
Oh, I loved it.
Absolutely, because this keeps, I understand they're dating in real life.
If I was writing General Hospital, I would love to bring back Abby, because Kiki is good, don't get me wrong, but it gets really annoying sometimes.
Kiki has more chemistry with Morgan, and just because they're dating in real life does not mean they have to be together on the show.
No.
I agree.
I don't think they're respecting Chad Dool's talents because I think Chad Dool can do better than what they're giving him as of now.
Okay, Carter, I agree on that. I agree totally because I feel there's no chemistry between him and Kiki. It's like forced.
It is because
there's more chemistry between Kiki and Morgan than there is her and Michael. I don't see it. And
I don't either.
That's just me.
I think she has more chemistry with Morgan, but the problem is they really can't put her back with Morgan now because what are you going to go back and forth between brothers?
Well, why they do on B&B? Why they do on B&B?
Well,
why
you know
can
what?
They do
you took
it
the words
on
out of my mouth,
though.
But I didn't want to get yelled at because I was going to call her Brooke.
I did.
Oh, my God. It's nothing about Brooke. Oh, my God.
You just said they did it on B&B.
Okay.
Carol,
calm down,
baby.
Calm down. Let's take a quick little break. Let's switch over to Corey. Corey, what's going on with some of your online fanfics, man? Can you give your listeners tonight, can you give us like a heads up of what to expect on some of your shows or maybe a little teaser?
And Corey, say me for myself, please. You know, you will.
Okay. Well, I have a new site that's up and running. Hold on, let me bring it up. It's where you can find all my shows. Willie's shows are connected to it, and so are Grady's shows. It's called Suds of Fun, a little play on soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And the site is sudsoffun.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And it's also going to... If it helps you guys, because you know it's hard, especially on the blog talk, to keep up with a lot of the addresses and the websites, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my best to post those sites for you also on my blog again, so it will be reblogged from you guys, and then it's kind of like two-way traffic, and you can just keep going back and forth, and it's easier to read them.
Okay, cool.
Good job,
babe.
Does that help you, Corey? Corey, does that help?
Yes. There should be new episodes of all my shows. All My Children, The Story Continues.
Mm-hmm.
One Life to Live, The Story Continues.
Mm-hmm.
My original soap, Now and Forever. My new original soap, Same Love. All new episodes are coming now that my writer's block has finally passed.
Yay!
Yeah.
And some exciting stuff, especially on One Life to Live, The Story Continues. I have a big mob story coming, and a certain family from GA. a certain family from GH that we talked about not getting enough airtime on GH. Some numbers are coming to Landview.
Oh, awesome. Good job.
Awesome. Now, on my end, I'm going to shake things up for you guys on my writing. Thank you, everybody, again, listeners and readers. Just the blog is getting, like, a lot of hits right now, a lot of reading. You've been reading Summer Heights, and it's getting more popular by the minute. So I'm going to tell you all, there's going to be 4 dedications this month coming up. 1 is to Billy Miller, 2, Chad Allen, 3, Brooke Shields, and 4, Van Henson's. So be prepared. They're going to be hitting Summer Heights. Also, I'm happy to announce a new LGBT series that's like Coy's, but it's going to be a little bit different. But I try not to, you know, as writers, we try not to copycat each other, but make it just as interesting. But it's a new series. It's called Fusion, and it's going to be shaking up a lot in writing for a lot of fanfics, so you're going to love that. And then another good thing is this weekend, starting tomorrow, I'm going into my whole gothic feel. I'm a gothic at heart, and I'm going to be debuting Dark Shadows, New Beginnings.
That's a
good story. Tomorrow. I'm very excited. It's a lot of mystery and all that. And yes, Barnabas and everybody that you've loved will still be part of the cast. It's just going to be some new characters and a lot of shakeups. But again, it's not copyright infringement. It's just me continuing the story and continuing the adventures of those and shows that we love. So be prepared. That's going to be fun.
Wait, babe, you're doing this tomorrow?
Well, it starts for tomorrow, like for Saturday. I'll probably do it like tomorrow night or something. And also, we got a big announcement. So drum roll. I'm happy to announce that my girlfriend Carly here is going to be joining me in writing Wine Artels. So you're going to love the scripts that we're working on for October with Carly. Carly wants to tell you what it is, but we can't tell you because it's a secret. But it's something major that we got in the works, and it's going to feel like a TV show, soap opera, but it's part of Wine Artels. It's a continuing stories of your favorites of Genoa City with a little twist. So look for it. Not over.
Well, and just to add on to that, I'm still pretty excited. Willie and I are still doing our crossover with all my children and his Young and the Restless. Basically, a female character from Pine Valley has had an affair with a male character from YNR in the past, and there's a child involved.
So make sure that you guys are going to partywithblog.tumblr.com. Mm-hmm. The excitement continues. Right now, Wine Artels, we got a lot going on. There's a mystery character that showed up in Genoa City, and it turns out that he's related to Sharon. He's Sharon's long-lost son. The other part is that there's been a crash that's been going on in Flight 94, and it involved Michael, Avery, and Sharon, and a lot of your favorite other D-Time characters. So check that out. It's a good story. It's on Wine Artels, and follow the adventures of what's next to come with a lot of your favorite daytime characters on that series.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And
yeah,
you can also tweet me at Party Will. Then Carly, where can they tweet you?
Daytime 6976. And Corey, are you ever going to get a Twitter?
Get out of Twitter. Corey, what's your Twitter?
I have a Twitter. I don't know it off the top of my head right now, though.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm going to do, like I said, because it's hard sometimes, especially on Blog Talk. I'm learning this. But I'm going to put all the information for y'all, and I'll put it on my blog because that's where you guys get a lot of good information from us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on the blog, and then you guys can check it out and then go there. That's really
good.
Yeah. Good. Now, I got another thing to introduce to y'all. I always love telling you about the coolest apps that are just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Dolphin. It's actually called Dolphin. And what it is, if you put it on your phone and you load it up, and if your phone goes slow, it actually continues your speed to your phone. It makes it go a little bit faster.
Dolphin?
Ooh.
Dolphin. It's very good. I added it this week, and I'm loving it. It's like, you know, when you open your browser on your internet and it goes a little slow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that just another browser?
It's like Firefox. It's better. Yes, it's better. You can use Dolphin, and it goes faster like bread on butter. It's just real quick and fast.
Thank you.
I love it. I mean, I've had it now at least a week, and I'm enjoying it. And best of all, there's not a lot of space on your phone.
Good. Mine gets overcrowded. Oh, and they did let me keep 4 games. You helped me out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How did that go, Marjorie?
I ended up with 4 games saved.
Oh, I'm glad. So you caught my little trick. This is funny. We don't know this as phone users, but you go on your settings, and Corey, you might need this as few users, phones, and Carly. Go to your settings, clear cache, and it literally, like a computer, it wipes out all that unnecessary memory, but it doesn't take off your personal stuff. And when you do that, it's like a mind swipe. It's like a mind swipe, and it literally clears your phone like a computer, and you go faster.
It does. It really works. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm so glad it helped you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, babe.
Also, yeah.
And I'm so glad you won the cake. Did you eat it?
You know when I come to you and, you know, we have a couple of days and stuff, maybe you can figure out my stupid phone because, okay, I'm trying to save every little text you gave me. Why my only problem is my memory is, like, on the phone, it's getting really shitty, and I don't want to delete them. So when I see you, you have to fix that for me.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I'll definitely fix that, yeah.
For you readers
out there, I've got this awesome thing. As you recall, Daytime After Dark listeners, we recently had Sandra Elizabeth Steiner as a guest. Go on her Facebook. She's doing a contest right now where you get to say if you're interested. She's giving away 3 e-copies of her book.
Really?
I'm honored that me and Carly's going to get hers eventually too, but we're both honored because we won 3 copies of her book. And I tell you what, guys, get your Kindle apps ready because once you set it up, she can send it to your Kindle app and you get to read it like a free book and you get to enjoy it, you know, in your own leisure time. So it's really good.
What if I don't have a Kindle?
Okay, if you don't have a Kindle, I think there's also
Hulu?
No, there was another one. I know there's like Amazon, there's Kindle. I'll look for it, Corey. There's like three
Kobo.
Different options that she has. Something like that. I think that's the one.
Can I get an actual book? Because I'm still old school. I like the book.
No, that's right, Corey. We'll find out for you. It's really good. It's called Cherish the Past, and I'm loving the title. I'm going to be reading that this weekend. So for our next broadcast, I'll give you my review on that, and also I'm going to review it on Amazon.com. But Corey, I'm going to look into that for you and see if we can do an actual book, because I know a lot of us don't always get Kindle. We want to read books, so I will definitely try to look that for you. Another thing I wanted to recommend to y'all is it's a book and it's also a movie, and it's called Vampire Academy. Vampire Academy, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I've watched the movie, and the movie was okay. But the book is better. The book is better. So if you want to read the book, and then I guess maybe the movie, if you won't be disappointed. But you would love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Corey, you go to
thank
you. Have you watched any movies or books that you'd like to recommend?
Not this week, I haven't. No, I've been sick, so no.
No, you haven't, yeah.
Hey, babe, when are you going to have time to read a book this weekend? Because I kind of have plans for us, by the way.
Babe, I'm working on it. I'm a multitasker.
Well, we'll
get it done.
I hate to interrupt this little love fest, but I'm going to go. It was great talking to y'all, and I like sharing the opinions with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great having you. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
No.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. I want to thank Corey for keeping me calm because we couldn't do it because he was multitasking. Chloe, thank you, because I was about to lose my crap right there.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Just breathe.
You'll hear it later on the broadcast, babe, but I did try to get through to you, but she got you so heated up you couldn't even hear me.
I know. No,
that's good. I'm glad Corey's there to help you. That's good.
Well,
you know, Corey is a champ. But you got to remember, babe, there's going to be those people that do get us heated, but you did really good. I mean, you held your own. But,
I was going to be.
I understand where you're coming from. That was really intense.
I was going to be Elizabeth House back from the View at that moment. I didn't kill. But wait, so you're reading this weekend, you are doing writing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We need
it's
to talk about this tonight. We need to talk about this tonight.
It'll be a fun discussion, yeah. Okay, before we get ready to leave, we'll go back to Corey. On your online fanfics, Corey, is there any new character that you're introducing besides the one for Y and I that we're doing a crossover? Is there any new character that you'd like to tell your listeners so they kind of get excited about on one of your fanfics?
There's no new characters, but on One Life to Live, I am bringing on Chuck Wilson III. If you remember, Chuck Wilson was Asa's right-hand man. Well, this is his grandson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
That
in the ranch.
When Asa died, he left the ranch to Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a main player on My One Life to Live, and he'll be involved in a love triangle with Jessica and a character that Willie created for my show.
Ah.
Hey, tell them who is playing your character of Chuck.
It's Chris Egan. He was the first Adam on Young and the Restless.
I liked him.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. So remember, guys, we have a poster on Corey's blog, and I posted on crossover to my blog, too. And that way you guys can read it, and we'll keep doing that. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Good. I wonder.
Hey, Mosley, are you calling in tomorrow night for our gravy guest, or are you busy?
I'll be calling you. Mm-hmm. All right, well. The same time, same station.
Yeah, and all I want to do is say, go Seahawks. It's this weekend we are playing the Sandy Eagles Soldiers, and we are going to kick ass, and we are going to bring it home, even though we are in San Diego. And good luck to the Green Bay people. Good luck to everyone. See you in the Super Bowl, basically. Carly, yes,
I will be cheering for the Seahawks this week. I do not enjoy San Diego, so I will be cheering for the Seahawks. And I would just like to say, go Pack, go. We face the Jets on Sunday, so that should be a really good game. We play the Jets.
No, you're just fine.
Wrapping it all up, I'm going to tell y'all the recommendations that I'm enjoying on, again, on demand. Check it out. It's on VH1. I'm enjoying two shows. One is called I Heart Nick Carter. It's actually interesting. It's Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. He's now engaged to his fiance. They have a reality series. And you know how I feel about reality series. I really don't watch them. But these two series that I've been watching, they're very addictive, that I've really enjoyed it, and they're getting really good. The second one, which really shocked me, is Leanne and Eddie. They are so cute together.
Yes.
And each one?
I really am, because, you know, I didn't think, you know, I know a lot of reality shows can be too scripted. But if you watch it, give it a chance, because it might shock you like me. It was just so entertaining. I'm just so addicted. I haven't even finished the first season yet.
Oh, and I don't want you people to laugh. I do like Candidly Nicole. It's with Nicole Rissi. That is another good one. I've been watching that, so.
Okay, I need to watch that. I saw the preview with Lionel Richie. That looked interesting.
Yeah, that's her adopted dad. I found out this week, I feel so happy knowing this, her real aunt or her biological aunt is Sheila Easton. I did not know that, people. I did not know that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love Sheila Easton.
No, I never knew. I mean, at first I didn't even know she was adopted by Lionel. I thought that was really his daughter. I thought, okay, but then I found out she was adopted. I didn't know that, but... And people, just so you know, the people who killed Joan Rivers, I hope they are going to jail because the doctor that is involved in this stepped down. And they should have never done it in the clinic.
No.
And I'm saying, if this is purposeful.
I definitely agree.
I agree. I've had it done 3 times.
They need to pay. After what happened with Michael Jackson, they need to pay for what they did
they
with Joan Rivers. I definitely agree. Also,
you know,
I've got to announce before we get ready to wrap up and leave. Tomorrow night, guys, remember, we're doing the Willie Cotty Show. Same time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Come on and get to talk to Grady Harris. Also, we're going to be covering some really hot issues right now. We're going to be discussing the ADD, ADHD, bipolar, PTSD, and maybe autism as well. So that way you all can be more familiarized, and if you know anyone that has it, they can also call in and share their experiences. We want more people to be known about what's going on in the world and not what we hear and it's made up. So call that in. It's going to be really, I think it's going to be a really good episode for us here.
And whenever we have another Wheel and Call Big Show, we are going to be discussing Popadol, how they are killing so many celebrities. Because Popadol is the thing that they use when they operate, and they used it wrong on Michael Jackson, they used it wrong on Joan Rivers. Is this a cover-up in Hollywood? Yes.
Yeah. And also, next, when do we have our next segment of Daytime After Dark, Carly? Is it this next Friday coming up?
Friday. Oh, and remember this week, not a lot of primetime shows are back, people. Dancing with the Stars is back. That, I think, is, like, the only one that is back so early, I think.
Right. Remember,
you know.
Yeah, because remember, it's this is what I love about TV. In 2 weeks, all your favorite fall shows will start kicking off. So prepare those DVRs because it's going to be good.
Yeah, I
was going to tell you, for next Friday, then, when we have our segment of Daytime After Dark, we're going to have a fun game, and it's called Battle of the Sexes, so you don't want to miss that.
And I just want to say that...
really, we're outnumbered.
No, we aren't. It's 2-2. It's 2-2
and Marjorie. We're just going to play? Me, you, Marjorie,
and
Lily?
Oh, and some other callers, Corey. Remember, people tend to call in, too, especially for Battle of the Sexes. It's going to be a fun game for everybody to call in.
And the other thing I want to, I've been watching Modern Family on reruns. I've been watching the first couple of seasons. But, oh, my God, I'm enjoying this, though. Modern Family.
I am now.
You know, it took me a while to figure out the whole family dynamic, but I think I'm there, and I'm enjoying it. It's so funny. It's so good. You know, I've been watching The Middle, too. The Middle is good, too, but I like Modern Family better. Because I have
Carly,
to take one
Carly, if you need any help with Modern Family, I'm your man. It's seriously my favorite show.
Really?
Yeah, you know,
it's really
so
good.
Also, if you have Hulu Plus, you might want to start getting subscriptions, guys, because you can watch your favorite shows in the fall instead of waiting 2 weeks to watch them. You can actually get subscription to it, and even Hulu, and you can watch them early. I'm enjoying Sassy's and Z is already out on there. You got to check them out. They're both funny. Sassy's has... Ray Craig, which is what's called Kyle Abbott from Young the Restless. He's got a cameo. Check it out. It's so funny. You're just really gonna enjoy it. And
I do.
It's got the woman that played the mother on How I Met Your Mother?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that actress? She's on there, so check it out. They're both two good shows.
It's a good show.
You know, let us know how you think about it.
I only saw selfies. That's the only one I
downloaded. So thanks, everybody, for a fun night, and I guess we're going to be wrapping it up, right, Carly?
So I'm hoping that someone is not going to bed soon, or I'm going to be really brokenhearted.
Sorry,
Charlie. I need my beauty sleep.
Thank you, everybody.
I wasn't talking about you, Corey. I love you, Corey, but I wasn't
and good luck
talking.
To your guy. And
yeah.
Thanks,
everybody, for calling in. And, of course, Marjorie, it's always a pleasure. Corey, thanks for being the host again. It was great.
Is there a bad rumor that's on about my sonny?
What?
On the cover of ABC Soaps?
I haven't read it because I got terrified about rumors. So I haven't read it yet, but
you
I have the magazine. And our next statement is, why does magazine cost $4.99 now? That's the next segment. Because it used to cost $2.99. So it makes me mad that they upped the prices.
It's ridiculous, but I can't buy it anymore. If you do, please let me know. Because
yep, I will.
Bye.
Okay, night, guys.
So. Okay.
Bye, guys. Night.
Good night.
Bye.